my name on the back of my belt. Believe there's a God to save me from hell. And dirt roads are made for country boys like me.
They took her baby.
Don't believe in politically correct.
She had her baby.
If you want a piece of me,
CPS tucker.
Better have a set. A rifle and a four-wheel drive is all I need.
Okay, let's get me a red up.
January.
Nelson's gonna let him bleed today. He's going into shock.
And it's good for you. Take your Terramax today.
President business enveloped by a cloud of drones descending from the sky.
That's the most disorganized.
I would never let my kids read Chronicle SU.
Yep, I said, Nelson's bleeding today.
And I'll say it right to the camera. Stop it.
Hold it, mate.
Run, please.
You want to do this right now?
I write to the propaganda for the right wing.
You are fake news.
And I smoke in the weed.
You're gonna get this Terramax out. You're gonna live a clean life.
Yes, I go into a dissociative state because
you're tuned in to Hate Radio, broadcasting all across the galaxy. Break out the Terramax and put your kids to sleep. Here's your host, Hate Set.
Hello and welcome. Another fear-mongering episode of Chronicle.su, Hate Radio. Radio Hate is brought to you proudly by Liebel Drucker Incorporated. And tonight, we've got some exciting shit coming up. It's going to be a great show. First, we're going to go into the slave yard and see if we can't find Wild Bill Kilgore. Kilgore, what's going on? Hey, man.
My snack's out and listen to James.
You like it, James? You like Hate Radio? You like being on Hate Radio?
I love Hate Radio. It's the greatest radio show. Better than that shitty Chapo Trap House, I'll tell you that.
You like to, I know what you like to do.
Trash House, right?
I fucked something up here. Yeah, Chapo Trap House is, probably the shittiest podcast that's ever been made, right? Why do they even keep doing it?
Send them hate comments, listeners, if you're really loyal to us.
Which they're not. They're fucking...
We hate them.
Scabs.
You're probably listening to Chapo Trap House more than us. But, is that right? Get out of here. Well, hang up right now. Get out of here.
The thing is how many people know about Chapo Trap House compared to us? It's like, nobody knows us. Everybody knows Chapo. Trash House.
You got it backwards. Anybody knows us. And only a bunch of nobodies know Chapo Trash House.
What kind of...
They got no creativity. They got no interest in nothing except what's popular.
You think that's the main difference between Chronicle listeners and Chapo Trap House?
Yep.
That's pretty sad. Pretty sad.
Your name's Chapo Trap House, yeah.
Now, what kind of people were they? Did they like grow up in trailer parks and that sort of thing? Or are they urban trash?
Who?
The Chapo Trap House audience. What kind of shitbags are they?
Oh, I don't know who they are. Yeah, they're trash. Why would I think about who they are? Just on to the next point.
I'm so thirsty.
We got our 10 seconds hate out of the way.
There's
our beef of the day. Let's get on to important business.
There's a couple big important stories happening right now. There's the which one should we talk about first? The Chronicle.su or the crazy shit happening online? Because maybe
What's
we should
difference?
Let's introduce a little disorder with the crazy shit that I was reading about today, and then we'll clean it up a little bit with the Internet Chronicle. There's a big important story that I just made up. Have you heard of the MGTOW people? MGTOW?
Oh yeah, Elliot Rogers. Oh, is the patron saint.
Oh, okay. Let's look him up. Elliot Roger Manifesto. Yeah, this guy had a manifesto of my twisted world. Humanity, all my suffering. Is this the guy that shot the girls? He made the videos of himself in a car and then he shot the girls?
I read his manifesto. You want to hear about it?
Yeah, I've got it pulled up right here. But is this that guy? What he did was he shot some girls, right?
So he
couldn't get
went off to live on his own, dropped out of college, failed basically at life and in social matters too. He could never pick up a girl. He could only creep them out horribly. That's all he could manage. So he became a MGTOW. And He became a believer in magical thinking or whatever, where you think positive things to get to manifest what you want out of life, right?
It's great. It works wonders.
What is that? The power of positive thinking or something?
Power of suggestion? No,
okay,
I don't know.
Okay, well, it totally failed him and didn't work for him at all. And he like got to the point where he was just holding lottery tickets and like praying over them for hours and hours, and he never won. And he became very embittered, and it didn't help him get girls either. The same result happened.
It didn't work.
And then he turned sour bit by bit. What happened is the first thing he did was he threw a drink on a couple that disgusted him. And it was couples and beautiful women that disgusted him.
Let me stop you right there.
He grew totally. He had a huge aversion to women.
Bill.
And couples.
Did you you read this entire document? It's 141 pages.
No, I a lot of it is just filler. And that's the same way Breivik's manifesto was. And then you'll find like 30 pages that are the actual story where the person actually gets to it. And that's how I read those things.
You had to leaf around in it.
Well, I mean, it'll be hundreds of pages of ideology screeds that are just, you might as well be saying nothing at all.
Yeah.
And then it gets to autobiographical stuff, and there's some substance there. That's how I didn't read all 140 pages. I just read the parts that matter. But anyway, his cycle of violence grew incrementally by stages, and it started with him throwing drinks on people. And he threw drinks on women and couples, and he would from his car, and he would drive off. And then he got a squirt gun, and this isn't a joke. This is real. He got a squirt gun.
Not good.
And then he filled it with vinegar or piss or something really foul. Yeah, he filled it with something really nasty. And then, of course, he got a real gun. And it's not funny anymore.
Did he squirt the piss on them?
No, then he killed himself, right, when he did his murder or whatever.
It was a murder-suicide.
Yeah. And that was the end of him. And, well, he did do videos on YouTube, and everybody's seen those, and it's where he's... Well, in one of them, for example, he's looking at a couple sitting on the beach, and he's parked maybe 30 yards from them, ranting to himself, look at those beautiful, loving people loving each other. No, I will never experience that. And he goes on in this deep and creepy road with it.
Dude, I found a quote. He says, I realized that I would be a virgin forever, condemned to suffer rejection and humiliation at the hands of women because they don't fancy me, because their sexual attractions are flawed. They are attracted to the wrong type of male. I always mused to myself that I would rather die than suffer such an existence, and I knew that if it came to that, I would exact my revenge upon the world in the most catastrophic way possible. At least then I could die knowing that I fought back against the injustice that has been dealt to me.
Well, you see why MGTOWs post his face like Pepe, right? Like that's who their patron saint is.
I thought that they would want to downplay this guy because I don't see him on the front page of their Reddit.
No, he's their hero. I'm serious. Yeah, they're always... I mean, it might just be people making fun of them, but I think they do it too. And they seriously listen to him and believe what he said.
I found this interesting.
And respect his terror as well.
It's a terror you can stand behind.
If you're a MGTOW, yeah. But anyway, that's a real long aside. You had a story about MGTOWs.
That's probably that's the fucking diamond at the center of that story.
No. We haven't even started the story. That was just
they carry on, and I also get the feeling that these are people left over from when they. Years ago, they banned that subreddit about beating women.
What about it?
These are the people that created that subreddit back then. Like, this is where they ended up.
What are they up to today?
They're in MGTOW. It stands for Men Going Our Own Way.
Yeah, I know that.
By forging our own identities and paths to self-defined success. Dude, that's like a, that's like what you'd say if you were a rapist on your resume. Self-defined success. I forged my own identity and path to self-defined success, man. Is that not what you call it?
5'9"
Cutting through collective ideas of what a man is. This is their purpose now.
Still not getting laid.
Are we, who is,
that's,
is she participating?
That's what the MGTOWs have to put up with every day.
What, somebody just like yammering behind, over their shoulder? Like, and they come on Reddit and blog about it?
No, being 5'9", it's still not getting laid.
Yeah, Elliot Roger was 5'9". He wasn't that short.
He was, he was kind of lanky.
And he wasn't, he wasn't even that ugly. No. He had really nothing to complain about.
That's why he felt so,
which
like,
is why
it was so
he
unjust.
Had to, he had to blame everybody else, except for himself.
Well, he had the personality of a fucking
serial killer.
Well,
he
yeah,
couldn't
there you
he,
go.
Actually he couldn't even be a serial killer.
Yeah, usually serial killers are
such a failure. He couldn't even make it to being a serial killer.
How many did he kill?
Well, you have to, you know, you have to kill more than
once.
Little Cub said she's Louise
to...
dude.
What?
A little cub is talking.
Oh.
They said, be careful not to dox yourself posting MGTOW stuff on Facebook with your real identity.
Kilgore
nothing
said,
we...
cheese, Louise.
How do we turn that off?
You don't turn that off. That's why we went to the other Discord originally.
But you have to kill in... more than one instance. You can kill more than one person. You're a mass killer if you do that, but you have to do it in more than one instance to be a serial killer.
He's merely a mass murderer, not a serial killer.
He's like the lamest of the lame murderers and deviants.
Well, yeah, he's the cream at the top of this cesspool. But these are all guys
like
that won't kill.
Well, listen, most serial killers are not MGTOWs. Most serial killers are ladies' men. Right.
No, I don't think you could say that.
Well, this
some
is...
of them are like, you know, they have ladies, like.
But they still have their guy parts.
Stuff, but that's not. They just get prostitutes and then murder them. But I don't think that's typical of serial killers.
Well,
those are just the ones that are sensationalized because people are like, oh my god, like that's so shocking.
As far as MGTOWs,
I don't know what a MGTOW is.
He just explained it.
Yeah, we were...
No, I know what a MGTOW is, but I don't know what the typical MGTOW is. I don't know who the guy lurking on the forum reading that stuff is, like thinking like I'm gonna be the perfect MGTOW. I don't know what that
is. This
is
how they talk to each other.
MGTOW is a guy who has
probably
to blame everybody else.
The
but,
NSA knows.
Well, no, a MGTOW, I think, I'll give you an NSA profile. He is like Elliot Roger. He's not unattractive. He may even be very attractive, but he's got a personality.
Mediocre. No. Average.
They can be anyone.
Now you're modifying. Aww. I mean, I'm telling
just,
you.
He's
like
not
Elliot Roger,
he's not
maybe.
Charismatic.
That's the right, that's, he's like, got this horrible, abrasive personality. Nobody wants to be around the MGTOW. Like, he's Elliot Roger would give you a hug like a clamp or something. You can see him. He's like, probably would move his arms always at a right angle and probably walks like a robot. You know, something like that. You know, just something totally unattractive.
He has a dick that's also a right angle because it's all mangled.
Yeah, he just can't copulate no matter what because of the shape of his dick. That's how it works. You just can't make it with the girl no matter what.
But,
or a guy, even for that matter, probably.
It's not his fault, it's hers.
But there is a question of who are these people? Because they can be anybody. They can be beautiful babies.
Are they involuntary celibate, incel? See, that's its whole own other class of guys on Reddit. The incels can't get laid. That's one thing. But a MGTOW
we should have the incels is a man who war with the MGTOW. That's what the CIA would do if they were smart. They pit them against each other so that none of the women would have to worry. Ever. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Let's go to war real quick. I don't think they'll... They're more like to ally, I think.
Yeah, that's the problem.
They're not going to work against each other. You can't talk them into that. I mean, you'd have to have the most powerful pursuance project known to man. Well, listen, pursuance project has such powerful propaganda that... Listen, it's so powerful propaganda, it can set the incels against the MGTOWs. Think about that. It can set the Eskimos...
Who can it set the Eskimos against?
Against the ice.
And who can it set the Presbyterians against?
You can set the Presbyterians against the Lutherans.
That was a Zing of the Day by Kilgore. The Lutherans. Who would have fucking guessed?
Hell. I mean, and the Methodists, it can put the Methodists against the Baptists.
Oh my God.
It could put the Catholics against the Episcopalians. Now that's some powerful propaganda right there, don't you think, Dr. Troubadour?
I'm Dr. Troubadour, and I'd say I'd put the Jehovah's Witnesses against the Mormons.
Oh boy, that's a powerful propaganda suite you got there.
It's a propaganda suite. I'd sell it to Barrett Brown himself on the Pursuance Project.
Donate $5.99 today and get you a slice of control.
Now that is when...
We'll tell you what to think, when to think, and your preconceived notions won't even factor in. That's how powerful our propaganda is. My God, Will, it's like we might wipe your mind clean every time you look at it.
Might wipe your mind clean every time you look at it.
That's the power of the internet right there. The mighty power of the internet.
I was reading about Reality Winner. Do you know Reality Winner?
Yeah, Glenn Greenwald put her in prison.
WikiLeaks is behind her. They support her 100%. They love
her.
Way
to go, WikiLeaks.
They love her. Today she was, I think she was sentenced.
What did they do for her?
They,
did nothing for her except make a tweet.
Ain't nothing for her except make a tweet, baby.
That's all they ever done for her. She's standing on her own.
Well, what about the Courage Foundation?
You know what? She was talking to the FBI. You know what she said to them when they asked her, "Do you hate the U.S.?" She said, "Yeah, I hate them. It's basically the worst thing to ever happen to the planet."
Wow.
Imagine saying that to the FBI straight to their face.
Good Lord. More like reality loser. No. Fucking.
They had her on a lie detector test, so she had to.
She had to clench her butthole.
You clench your butthole, game's over, then no.
No, that's how you beat it. That's how you beat it.
They've got a sensor on your butthole.
No, they don't.
Test. Yeah, that's how they work
they
it.
They plug it in that's, so you can't
you know,
cheat it.
They got one in your ass. They got one on your forehead. Two in your eyes.
They don't put it in your ass.
One on your pulse. Yeah, they do. They do. These are the modern ones.
Ooh. They put it under your ball sack?
These new ones are much more accurate.
Did you see that Rosie was supporting reality? Because Rosie O'Donnell lives in reality.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Rosie. That was helpful.
How about,
play the clip.
Roseanne.
Find the clip.
Winner was sentenced to 5 years and 3 months today, which is the most, the longest sentence ever imposed for an unauthorized disclosure to the media. Reality Winner. Doing some bullshit at the NSA for the Russia investigation. And then she reality won those documents out of there. Leaked them to The Intercept. Glenn, hey! What do you think of Glenn?
Welcome to Glenn Greenwald's world.
Glennie's world. I thought that was weird. This is a weird story, right? Reality winner coming out of nowhere. What's with her fucking name? That's not addressed. She just had hippie freaky parents. I'm gonna
I can't play it on air.
I'm gonna make a account on Facebook where I do my Ponzi schemes and stuff. And here we go. Yeah. Here's a tweet. Grateful for reality. Rosie O'Donnell leads protest against Trump at the White House.
Not the same at all.
Rosie the Riveter. Rosie O'Donnell doesn't look that interesting. She's just kind of got this old lady who reads face.
And Roseanne, she looks like an old lady who reads the wrong things.
The fucking prescription on her bottle.
She's reading the tabloids at the supermarket and losing her mind over them.
She believing them and telling her friends and shit, like, can you believe this? I read it.
She's like almost getting in fights as she leaves the checkout. The bag boy, you know?
I read it at Ralph's.
You motherfucker.
And I'm pissed.
Did you know Hillary Clinton's stealing adrenochrome out of those 12-year-old boys? You better watch the fuck out. And she, like, grabs him by the shirt collar. Like, man, this bullshit is all Monsanto. As she, like, turns like a snake towards the cashier. And at that point, old Mr. Lawson walks up and shakes her hand and says, I love what you done.
Have you ever had
love what you done?
Love what you done with this place, man. They're so orderly. I can come in here, get my prescriptions filled.
Patty Comey was like, we gotta put reality in jail for talking about them Russians. And who else is in jail for the Russian hacking? Nobody. No, but that's what Rosie says. Maybe Rosie should be president instead of Oprah.
I know some YouTubers who went to jail for Russian hacking.
Oh, yeah?
This is serious stuff.
Tell me about it.
It's nothing to joke around with. Alex Jones is in a lot of trouble. He's in hot water. And we can unpack that in just a minute after the break. And when we come back, there's a contest to see who in the year 2019 is going to go down first in a sex abuse scandal. Which fake television doctor is going to be taken off the air in 2019 when we come back.
The Daily Grind is bringing you down, dulling your wits, numbing your senses. Everyone around you is thoroughly hostile, compressing you from all directions. You look up at the chemtrails and shake your head. There's nothing anyone can do. Fluoride in the water, mercury in the vaccinations. The government is taking your money so it can spy on you, lock you up, and feed you lies. Is that something on the horizon? You aren't paying attention. We didn't have Terror Max.
It's a dark ending. For this is our sponsor. You never want to follow a nuclear blast.
Oh my god.
So we've got three TV doctors. You've got Dr. Oz, America's Doctor. You have Dr. Phil. And I would say that of all the television doctors, he is the one I trust the most. And the third doctor that that experts think could come up in 2019 is Dr. Angstrom H. Troubadour of Leopold Troker Laboratories in Silicon Valley. Who do you think it is? Oz?
Yeah.
It's because he's skinny, right?
I mean, nobody's firing Dr. Troubadour.
No, dude, he cannot be toppled by scandal.
I mean, they can fire him, but he'd only get the Streisand effect and make more money.
He'll just make his own hospitals.
He already's got his own hospital. He's got every contingency plotted out. I mean, they could nuke the whole world and he'd only become the God King.
He is, he's been implicated in peer review scandals, child army camps, death hoaxes. There was even that time he was making pills from the ground up remains of aborted Chinese fetal tissue. You remember that?
Chinese fetal tissue.
Baby dust pills.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember the baby dust pills.
He was making them out of leather.
Baby leather?
No, no, it's just regular old bonded scraps.
What a scammer.
But baby dust inside. Just packed dense. You had a lot of baby dust in that little packet. And that was for potency and everything. But anyway, it didn't matter because I don't know. He just can't be toppled by scandal. He even wrote the guide on how to treat a lady. You remember dating advice with Dr. Troubadour?
Give us some of the zingers.
You remember the Troubadour zingers?
Yeah, hook it up. I want to hear
them. He would say repeatedly, send her friend requests on Facebook to demonstrate persistence and show her how dedicated you are and that you're a worthy mate.
And, good advice.
And yeah, and
always worked for me.
I would do where you make status updates that passingly reference her or her interests so that you're popping up in her feed, like based on her algorithms.
And, oh yeah, I know that really sets their paranoid senses off.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed.
And you can mirror their personalities in every way, starting there, and she'll appreciate that, he says.
Oh yeah, nothing like being an empty fake who's just trying to appeal to someone. Women love that.
He can't be toppled. He said to make joking insults about her in the company of others, she will be impressed with your edgy sense of humor at her expense.
Don't they call that nagging?
Yeah, I think that's what he was saying.
Don't men actually take that advice? Like,
they do.
Yeah. It's a joke, right? But
it poisons that thinking poisons a lot of 20-year-old brains because they're finally free.
Well, Jesus Christ, is that all?
They can't get no poontang. Well, you wanna? He says under no circumstance should you reveal that you are human. This is off-putting and violates a woman's natural boundaries.
Oh.
And
Normies
are like, what happened to you, Dr. Troubadour? He says,
yeah, what was that last one?
Yeah, he says, never reveal your juvenile hobbies, such as comic books or video games. He says, this is a glaring signal that you are not yet disconnected from your worthless past. This will later cause feelings of tension or guilt in the female mind, after she recognizes she is not only destroying you as a human being, but your inner child as well. Dr. Troubadour might have some issues with women.
The female mind, huh?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's the way he writes.
Exactly, is a female mind.
So rumors are bubbling up, and that puts him at number 3 pick for 2019 Celebrity Abuser of the Year. But experts say don't let this bronze position on the podium fool you. Dr. Troubadour probably did some pretty bad stuff to get here, and it could just as easily be him in the end. Dr. Oz is, for me, the gross one. I think Dr. Phil is, he gets to be a cartoon and just do whatever the fuck he wants. It's Dr. Oz who is, I think, more powerful. And he's so much higher, right, that he's got all this power. Dr. Phil is just a goon with his own show. What do you think?
Maybe Dr. Phil ought to go down just for being a goon.
You mean Dr. Feel?
Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil doesn't feel nothing. He pretends to feel.
That's
the best you can do.
Well, here's the dirt on Phil. I read that he was accused of providing drugs and alcohol to guests with addiction issues before they would go on a show. And then I looked it up, and I found a video of him breathalyzing someone on the show.
He's a hypocrite and a liar.
So,
and he wants people to show their bad side.
Yeah. And what else does he want them to show while they're drunk?
Their ass. It's Jerry Springer, except for he pretends like he's a good guy. And at least Jerry Springer was just like, whoop, whoop, bring it on.
Bring it on, bitches. You could start a touch football team from Dr. Phil victims. Bring it on, bitches.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. Touch football. But you go on Jerry and it's tackle.
the security guys are standing there like they're part of the show.
Yeah, and they're ready to go. And they do jump in pretty much every episode. At least once.
But I have not seen a doctor in 9 years. He's the only doctor I trust.
I think that Jerry Springer could come back and be Dr. Springer. And, like, play like Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
And be all, like, pretend smart and intellectual and solving things. And then, suddenly, it would all break down into violence, like the Jerry Springer show and trashiness. And it would just, like, you'd get both shows in one, and it would just make people's heads spin with the whiplash of kindergarten like teacher of Dr. Phil, and then the trash comes out.
Jesus.
You know you want to see that show.
Yeah, that's and you're right, he could come back. He's Dr. Springer. He went to medical school and now he's back. And he's still going to wear flip-flops or whatever.
Instead of Jerry, they would be yelling, doctor, doctor, and he would come at them with, like, syringes full of tranquilizer at the end.
He'd come out, and he'd have it in a super soaker and spray in that tranquilizer all over.
And then he'd address the audience and be like, now y'all get on. And he'd aim it at the camera.
But here, Dr. Springer would have on these incel types and have them duke it out.
He'd have them duke it out with the MGTOWs, and it would all be set up with Bert Brown's pursuant software.
And the women. The women would have to be represented. I think women could
be
in
the audience shouting at them, like, oh, you dumbass guys are gay. And then they'd just chimp out on stage.
Where they take turns standing up at the microphone and,
I'm not gay, and he'd, like, go on about how he isn't gay for, like, 10 minutes, his face turning red, crinkling.
Throwing chairs into the audience.
Mind. Yeah. And then he'd, like, make out with the incels suddenly and passionately. I mean, it would be a real freak show, like, we deserve. This is 2018. Why are we watching reality TV, man?
Bookies are taking bets to see which of these TV personalities take home celebrity sex offender gold. In 2019. I'm looking forward to it. And I think Dr. Springer on the horizon, very real possibility, dude, because the world wants to see Springer again. I think he's coming.
But if he just did his old gig, we'd all be bored, you know?
No. He's gotta bring one person on stage, maybe two, and then the audience has to fight them. Like, where he points out, like, what's weird or fucked up about him, and the audience just attacks. And now they can do it because there's a medical basis. Dr. Springer gave me the green light to attack you. Because he did. He would walk up to the panel, and he would say his shit into the microphone, talking a bunch of shit, and stir the pot, and then he would step back into the audience and just stand in the audience. And watch the fight happen that he started.
Insane.
We need him back, and we need that, but like in a podcast, like a Joe Rogan Experience kind of format, where it's really small and he attacks you for a long time, and we get to go deeper into the trash layers of the people.
So it should have a third stage after the Jerry Springer where he goes Gordon Ramsay on him. Goes into their house and looks through their fridge. And he yells at them for how they cook and just how they do everything in their life. Every little detail of their life, he hounds them.
This is how you piss in the morning!
And he slaps the guy. Yeah, he's like a life coach from hell.
Jerry, do you remember Jerry Springer's final thoughts?
No. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, no, I don't ever remember any specific ones, though, but I do know that he would have this short speech at the end.
Wait, I think he was doing Jerry Springer as of 2014?
Oh, really?
I don't, dude. Yeah, this doesn't
need to come back. He's still at it, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. This is weird. This is Jerry Springer's final thoughts. Let's just pop in on one.
Legal would be strung up from the highest tree. But of course, there is no such public reaction to the notion of abortion. Because regardless of your personal view, you must admit most Americans.
Ready to dissolve his name out. Ready to put.
Alright, fuck this.
It's just some moralizing bullshit.
Yeah. Who cares about that? You want to hear another soundbite? This is an old hate radio intro that we never used. Let's check it out. There we go.
You're trying to find this guy, and we even left messages with his mother and grandmother somewhere in Texas, but we could never find him. Take a look at what Carlos's conversation with the UFO guy.
What do you think? Do you believe in UFOs?
Oh, definitely.
I'm planning a trip. We're going out to Air Force One, where they found all that stuff. They're out there, man. I'm flying in a plane. And I'm always hallucinating. But who really knows? Who really
Did
knows?
Did we edit it?
It's just that good song.
Yeah, it's just the song. We got good old boys. We got, I was going through these sound bites and I found Dust in the Wind speeches. I found Alex Jones. I found Jamie Joe Korn. Let's Get Her Done. Balls to the Wall. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I wonder what's going on with her lately. Do we have any Jamie Joe Korn news?
Let's look it up.
Let's find out. There's that guy that keeps... Is it the Ripoff Report?
Yeah, that's like a... Oh, look, here's a Twitter account. Jamie Joe hasn't tweeted. Okay, never mind.
March 30th, it seems...
HatedDeadbeats.com. The alleged deadbeat Jamie Joe Brinkman Korn of unknown Iowa has been posted to I Hate Deadbeats and identified as a deadbeat.
What's the date on that one? I've got March 30th, 2017. Seems Jamie's up to the same old tricks yet again. This time...
in Iowa now, but could be anywhere in the Midwest, not too far from where her mommy lives, which is Brookings, South Dakota. 6 arrest warrants from South Dakota and for dog napping.
What year is that?
Her name isn't Jamie Boynton at all. Well, this is last year. It's not that new.
Which month?
August.
Dude, here's what she was doing in March, just before that. It seems Jamie is up to her same old tricks. This time she's moved to Ruthven, Minnesota, and yet again, claiming to be a homeowner, she has caused nothing but problems in this small farming community. Now she has filed a complaint against the city of Ruthven and is trying to stir the pot there. People of Ruthven, do not bend to this witch's whims. This is standard practice for her. She is all about any sort of free money that she can get. Just deny her what she wants. When she realizes that she cannot get what she wants, she will once again leave and never darken your doors again. What the fuck?
You know, I think she burned down that truck.
Yeah, the war wagon?
Yeah, I think she burned down General Lee's battle wagon.
I think she did, too. I think it was not an accident, unless maybe they were in there smoking drugs.
Well, they know it was purposefully set, but she tried to frame Anonymous or somebody for it. It was bizarre. It was so suspicious, and yet she had just suffered through a horrible long trip over the Rockies with the thing barely working, and they had landed in the garage, and the guy had just fixed it.
Yeah, yeah. It was too good.
Yeah, it was very strange, right?
Do you think they wanted insurance on it? Insurance money? Burn it down?
No, I doubt it was worth anything. I think she just hated it and hated General Lee and wanted an out. And maybe that she wanted to kill someone, too. God only knows.
Be extremely careful when dealing with this person. She has a history of violent behavior and will turn on you quickly if you question any of her sorry stories, making you the enemy and all of a sudden you are the one that's out to get her. Dude, she's a fucking wild woman out there.
This is Jamie Joe Corn for you.
Incredible. People invite her in and they have no idea. And then she just bounces from community to community. She gets around the country, man. She's in Minnesota, Iowa, California, crossing
her
the
family,
Rockies.
Her former family thinks she has brain cancer.
Yeah, that's probably the last time they saw her, man. I wish she calls them on Skype and shit. She was running people's phone bills up to $600. Hospital bills would show up to their house.
This press storm for you. We can trace Jamie Joe Corn back to Anonymous and her wide support there.
And years ago.
And the politics of her as the chief editor were totally amenable. They were like considered admirable and forward looking by Anonymous. That's how.
Yeah, she was the trail boss.
Clueless they were, you know.
She was the trail boss, man, and Anonymous trusted Jamie Joe Brinkman Corn. She's
I'm
an angel.
I'm just sad she never rode that 30 head of cattle into the mall, Washington, D.C. mall.
It was going to be huge, and General Lee was all in.
They were going to declare separate articles of separation.
On fucking elegant, stately horseback. I mean, that's goddamn beautiful.
Well, now she's got Trump. I bet she's happier than can be.
She's happy as a lark, man, but she's still bouncing around. She still needs money.
Yeah, Trump didn't do nothing for her.
No. He didn't do much for the meth heads. But,
How about Vinky Bastante? Remember when he threatened to break all my fingers?
Yeah, every one of them, he said. Which means he'd have to hold your arm down with the boot standing on you and reaching down, you know, and breaking. Maybe with a tool or a hammer or something.
Vinky Bastante. What a ridiculous handle.
One day, man. One day people gonna study the words of Vinky Bastante in their textbooks, man. Goddamn, baby. Vinky was fucking Dante. One day, man, they're going to sell my books at gas stations.
And I remember after the press storm was outed as being a trash Nazi publication, he ended up putting out his woodworking blog and was trying to sell stuff on Etsy. And it was the most terrible woodworking I'd seen in my life.
Sad. So sad.
It's like he had taken a butter knife and tried to use it as his chisel.
Where can we find Vinky Bastante now?
He's probably a single dad waiting for the return of Jamie Joe Corn one day. But she's got brain cancer, so God only knows.
They'll find her in a gutter.
Yeah, he's probably just a responsible guy, you know. Probably back to his boring life, having nothing to do with Anonymous at all. And, well, he probably reads stories and is like, yeah, we used to whip up on Anonymous.
The kids have got to be, what, 15?
Yeah, dude. It was a long time ago, 2010.
Yeah, the
that
kids.
Was the heyday of Press Storm. Back then, they were just little tykes on their Confederate power wheels.
Yeah.
Pow, pow, power wheels. White power wheels.
White power wheels.
White power.
I mean, seriously, didn't they have them on those little electric toy cars with their Confederate flags and some kind of a march?
They're so trashy. You know who they remind me of? These when we talk about them, are these YouTubers now who will use their families to get views. They'll like emotionally abuse their kids and make them cry and stuff on YouTube, and then that's how they get their views, right? They're like, it's a prank. It's a prank.
Oh, that's
I was
not
pranking
how they got any viewers, though. That's just, they just, that photo just, you know, and what do you call it, incriminated them as Nazis.
No, yeah.
That, no one ever saw that photo till they were already out of there.
Yeah, they already had your money by the time you were looking at photos of them and their kids.
And yeah, they had already taken in donations by then. Yeah. And then they created the anonymous pyramid. You remember that shit?
You were either the part of the pyramid or you were crushed under it.
I wish I could find it. I think I posted it on Chronicle at one point.
Well, that was very big of you.
Well, I mean, it was the most funny fucking thing I'd ever seen, dude. That's fucking hilarious. And then there was her yelling at the camera about lynching Obama or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, they would do that ugly talk. They would and they would all. He'd be like, "Where I come from? Where I come from?
Our government's a joke. It's a fucking joke. Monkeys in the office could do better well."
Yeah, here it is. That's the guy she was hanging around with.
We got a bunch of idiots up there. You know, I'm not a racist individual.
Here it comes.
I'm really not. To me, if you have no common sense and you're just downright ignorant, well, where I come from, that's called a nigger.
No, that's not funny. Go on.
The fucking ignorance. There's just this hurricane of ignorance around Jamie Brinkman. Everywhere she went, these were the people who she would trick into giving her money and letting her live with them.
Start with Anonymous.
Yeah, dude. Anonymous is the ultimate dust in the wind. That guy that was just talking. I mean, he might as well have met her there. So she's not on Twitter anymore, right? She's gone. Jamie Brinkman? Brinkman is the most likely result, right? That's the one that she seems to go under.
All kinds of names, yeah.
Because there is a Jamie Brinkman, but that's not the one. Jamie Joe Corn. You were talking about her in May 10th to Fuxnet. He said, "As far as I can tell, it's an activist-oriented social network. Blah, blah, blah. It's been tried before. The anonymous social network was a Jamie Joe Corn scam, right?" Oh, this was you talking about the Pursuance Project. "I've wasted at least 8 hours of my life listening to Tweedledee and Tweedledum trying to explain Pursuance Project. And I now realize it's some prison psyop brainwashing that's drawn Barrett Brown away from anything meaningful or important, like Weave." That's good.
This is damn truth.
"I like pussy, Your Honor. I'm Dr. Phil and I like pussy. Do you have a bookie, or do you need me to put you in touch with somebody so you can place your bet for 2019? Celebrity.
What's my bet? What am I betting on?
Celebrity sex.
Doctor Death.
Yeah. No, doctor. They're not going to die. They're going to be.
I think Dr. Phil will die. He looks like he's not doing too well.
His weight is
not. You know, he's got some bad thing worse than anybody on his show going on behind the scenes. Yeah. He's not going to make it through the year.
I bet the inside of his guts are just eggs and bacon. Bacon and sausage.
And the inside of his lung is just like crack rocks. I don't know.
He's,
making free bases all the time.
Smoking it right out of a light bulb. And then he goes on stage and breathalyzes you. So, I think, dude, I was having this conversation the other day, and I think it's going to be Dr. Phil, too. I don't think it'll be Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz is too powerful. Dr. Oz's skeletons will come out when he is old. These are going to come out like Cosby, because that's just how big and powerful he is. He's got enough money to keep those settlements at bay for a long, long time. Dr. Phil, he's like...
Well, you know, these doctors, they're done. You know who we got to worry about now. This is Donald Trump. He's been replaced by a deep state simulation. It's not really the real Donald Trump.
How long has he been missing?
At least as long as Julian Assange.
Why would their disappearances coincide?
Because, dude, they were working together to take over the New World Order, and the New World Order snapped back.
So, is Assange not really at the embassy, or is he actually there?
Well, Assange released the deep state files, and then he was replaced with an alternate that very night. And that alternate was banned, proving it was really him. And now he's been silent since then. And that same night, Donald Trump started to act very weird and different. And he has never been the same since.
Wow. Wow.
And did you read the deep state files?
I did, but they were just over my head.
Hillary. Okay, TLDR? You want the TLDR?
Hook a brother up.
Hillary was sleeping with Osama, victimizing 12-year-old boys.
I remember this now.
Sucking out their adrenochrome from their glands, getting fucked up off of that, and gaining power over the world. She did such satanic rituals with that adrenochrome that the fake news has been attacking the fake Donald Trump. And it's just, there's not, you can turn on the news and you'll never see anything at all about the truth.
We need a Donald Trump that, we need the flesh and blood guy. We need to get in touch with him and sort this whole thing out, because the clone is not working. I don't think.
What's going to happen is Oprah's going to take over.
She's going to be the Democratic national nominee.
It's plain as day.
I see it coming like Hawaii sees Hurricane Lane right now. Dude, what's happening in Hawaii? Should we address Hawaii?
Yeah, just hashtag Hawaii. Fuck off.
Like, thanks for the pineapple.
Dog the bounty hunter bullshit.
Oh, so it's a Category 3 storm now, so they're chill anyway. We can relax about Hurricane Lane.
Is the people who are writing this professional wrestling, kayfabe?
I don't know, kayfab?
Kayfab? Anyway, the people who are writing this bullshit. Oprah's obviously next. I mean, first you have Obama, then you have a racist white snapback. And then you have an even blacker and womanly type of leader.
A bomb. She's a bomb.
She's gonna. And then after her, we can't get that far ahead yet.
Yeah, because things are gonna get grotesquely out of whack once Oprah takes over.
I think she's gonna do Oprah care and try to solve housing.
I got on my Oprah care. Everybody's walking around.
She's going to also have Oprah wheels, and she's going to solve transportation. Well, no.
She's not going to
give us electric trains or anything sensible. She's going to give us...
Wheels for feet.
She'll promise us trains, but then she'll force us all to buy cars. And if we don't buy a car, we'll have to pay a penalty. And if... It's not going to be free.
Freedom ain't free.
No, this is going to be the neo-fascist solution where you've got to... You'll have to pay out of your paycheck a mandatory tax every month, and that will provide for your car and transportation needs. It'll be a free market solution by force. The fascist solution. That's fascist economic policy right there. That's exactly what Hitler did. Is he levied a tax called the people's wagon tax.
And people paid their taxes.
Nobody ever got a car, though. Nobody even ever got a car.
It was a bad time to get a car. I think it's a good time to end the show. I think it might be time to yank the cables out of this broadcast.
It's too long. We've already gone on over an hour.
It's
edit that one down. Jesus Christ.
Dr. Troubadour says, be on the lookout for women who don't eat and abuse serious drugs. This is a sign they need help. Let someone else deal with it. She probably has AIDS anyway. And this night's episode of Radio Hate is brought to you by the Troubadour Tips. Troubadour's summer health tips, dating advice from Dr. Troubadour, the Panopticon, Panoptosphere, Terramax, the at-home singularity kit known as the Hate Coil, and Dr. Troubadour himself. I'm HateSec. This has been Kilgore. Kilgore.
Hey, I'm going to log on to my Hate Coil right now.
Goddamn, baby, jack it in. You can plug it into any wall outlet and upload your thoughts immediately for share to Facebook and Instagram.
Baby, all I got is 56K. Will it work?
It'll work slowly. This is Internet Chronicle. Chronicle.su.
Scrambling, gambling, I'm restaurants with mandolins and violins. We just sitting here trying to win, trying not to sin. High off weed and lots of gin, so much smoke need oxygen. Steadily counting Benjamins, nigga you should too. If you knew what this game would do to you. Been in this shit since 92, look at all the bullshit I've been through. So called beef with you know who, fuck a few female stars or two. Then I'm blue like niggas blue like my shit. Not to be fucked with, but fuck better duck quick. Cause me and my dogs love the buck shit. Fuck the luck shit, shit the aim. No aspirations to cut the game. Spit your game, talk your shit. Grab your cap, pull your clip. Squeeze your clip, hit the right one. Pass that weed, I got the light one. All them niggas, I got to fight one. All them hoes, I got the light one. High situation is a tight one. What you gonna do? Fight or run? Change to me, that don't take D. Rolling big, nigga, die slowly. I'ma tell you like a nigga told me. Cash roll everything around me. Shit, lyrically, niggas can't see me. Fuck it. Buy the coke, cook the coke, cut it. Know the bitch before you call yourself never that nigga with a Benz fucking it. Doesn't it seem hard to you? Big come through with mobs and crews. Good fellas down to the moon stuff, dude. Who's the killer? Me or you?
We forgive you, for you know not what you do.
7 a.m. woke in the morning with Henny, caffeine, and green, and nicotine. No dose, so pop a couple of gold, little ripped up. Nigga, Mr. Clean, nigga, clean. Deep in my pepper, and I do get sentimentally stained with my.
the relative and hit it, especially for your team in the 45. And D will be in between the scenes. Destroy your dreams, you willing to die? We'll see. Time and peace when it calls to see. We mean mug, mold, mold, trying to be perfect. Disciples with a survival tongue of a double edged sword. Triple, six rivals fitting fire. This is the real truth, bitch. Breaking out the lies, my messiah. Better be ready for all my dead and shit. Enough that time, pick up my pen and my hand, thought of my trusted friend, friend. Hey, open the last seal for real. We all suited, beg my pardon in the morning. Maybe we ain't marching, we shooting, and every recruiting, there's a fuck go. Every day in the ghetto, we start them up little, we hit them a bottle and a pen and bed, they hit the devil. But it's all up, I'm gonna get pistol now. Who ready to get back? Nigga like me, leaning for them green leaves. But I ain't got no dope. Gotta make some money, so I'm making my dummy rocks if I go broke. Me to do what I gotta do, so I up my pipe a nigga down tonight. And I'm always waiting for the boys in blue. Biggie boots on my ass now, go out the cellular phone and call bone, what's hiding? Grab artillery, nigga, start packing. Cause the motherfucker tried to get me in the jacket, and then I did him. Hit him right between the eyes, spot his wife. When it test a nigga's size, then it cost him. Nigga, fuck around with the rum shit, joking, move, murdered all day. We done paid away, and I'm on the run. I'ma call my boys to bring all the guns. Y'all niggas wanna have a little fun with number one.